Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast. And pretty sure that we are recording this time.
Yes, awesome.
Are we plugged in? You want to double check over there, John?
We appear to be plugged in.
You know...
Is the other end plugged in anything?
It's always important.
Yes, both ends of the cord appear to be plugging into something.
Power's on.
Little do you know, being plugged in is only half of the... it's only half of the procedure. So you don't know whether we're recording or not. What, you want to look at my screen and see if you can figure it out, Mr. Fancy Pants?
No, I trust you despite all of the times that you've let us down and wasted hours of our life and our friends' lives. No, I trust you completely, 100%.
I don't believe you. And I think my point is proven that I'm too scared to even look at it. So join us in the bunker.
I'm not mad at you.
First time ever. You're not mad at me, good.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you. I mean, it's a mistake. Mistakes happen.
You should say, I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Do you sing every episode a little bit?
No,
I think so.
It's been a while, actually, since I've sang anything.
Really?
Will you let me introduce our guest?
It's been at least half an episode.
Goodness gracious. Allison of the Kala is here. In the bunker once again. For the first time, not once again.
Yeah, no, never.
For the first time.
Virgin.
Yes, welcome.
Ooh, thank you.
I like how that worked out, the intro of her, because you like were asking her before we even started. That was a...
What's that last name? Afakala?
It worked well.
Yeah, Allison Afakala.
Afakala?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, for one question, really quick. What do you farm? Because everyone in the Kala is farming these days.
Sweet potatoes, okay. Primarily.
Oh,
I like a good sweet potato. Mm. I like sweet potatoes.
I mean, and that's an acceptable answer.
I don't like that
answer.
Sweet potato souffle shit where people put marshmallows on top of it or whatever.
What?
That's some bullshit. Mm. That's a waste of a good sweet potato.
We ain't fancy in the Kala. We like it raw.
Just raw sweet potatoes.
Raw sweet potato.
It's better for you that way.
Skin on or skin off?
Skin on. That's where all the vitamins are.
That's true.
Thank you.
God. That's true.
Why? Yeah. And always eat the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's even better if you don't wash them because there's even more minerals.
Exactly.
Mm. Cleans your teeth.
Beneficial microbes.
Yeah. Right.
Like that poop yogurt.
People have they've forgotten about
Activia.
That.
Activia.
Yeah, you know, like the poop yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So who do we blame? Who invented refrigeration? Frigidaire? Was it
Mr. Frigidaire?
Jerry Frigidaire?
Yes.
I think nature invented refrigeration. I think they realized that like things didn't spoil when they were in freezing temperatures.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was a French guy.
Harnessed the power and brought it indoors.
Pierre Frigidaire that
I think it's right.
Invented the cooling systems, which...
I think I read that on Wikipedia.
...allow us to keep things cold. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know. But obviously, you guys aren't convinced. Well, welcome to the bunker, Allison.
Thank you.
We're excited. We're excited because we've had several weeks of allegations and...
Well, easy now. What allegations?
Well, there's been some allegations and there's been some... nothing's been proven, I guess. Has there been anything proven?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, explain what you're talking about.
I'm talking about all of the sexual harassment claims that have been going on.
Mm.
It'd be nice to get a lady's perspective.
Are you Wikipedia-ing Frigidaire?
I am. I get this is what happens. I have to know these things. They bring him up, and then Rhett's fucking around, and I got to know who.
I bet he never harassed anybody.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I 100% can tell you that he did.
Absolutely.
Because there was no internet.
The first guy that invented refrigeration, yeah, he was slinging it all over the place.
He's like...
I'm going to say the first guy that invented pretty much everything was harassing the shit out of everyone. I will stand by that until someone proves me wrong.
All right. Well, I mean, it's probably true, and that just says less for your statement, more for just guys in general. Jeez.
I think everyone at some period has harassed someone, right? I mean, at some point in your life.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Never?
No, nope.
Harassed.
I was thinking.
I don't believe that.
I have harassed the you shit harassed out of
the
some
fuck out of me,
guys.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, that doesn't count?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out when I was thinking about this. Like, first, yeah. Two questions.
Yeah, men basically, get harassed.
Basically, is it sexual? Because it has definitely involved parts of my naked body.
Yeah, if you're, like, dick punching somebody, that's real sexual.
Absolutely.
Well, I grab y'all's asses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's not bad if you like it.
Do y'all like it? I've never asked. I've just done it.
I don't. I mean, I don't mind it. I'm not going to complain.
Because I thought something was wrong with you earlier when I grabbed yours. It was really tight. You were clenching. I thought you were, but this is the way you were standing.
What was wrong with that solid mahogany butt cheek that you grabbed all the time?
I was surprised that it was that. I wasn't expecting that kind of feel. And it was really nice.
You caught me putting all of my weight on one leg.
Yeah.
Just grabbed one and it was just rock solid.
It really was. It was nice. It was firm.
I will say the one thing about this trend of accusations and what it seems like.
You really think it's just a trend?
It was just.
No.
Like if your child was gay or something?
Will you let me finish?
It's just a phase. It's going to pass.
But yeah. No, it is a trend. It's because people are feeling more safe and more accepted and feel like their voices are being heard more than ever. But I hope.
So you're saying that's going to pass?
You fucking. You derailed me as to where I was going with it, asshole. but I just hope it. I don't know. I hope it doesn't go so far that it blurs the lines where you can't have fun with your friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, how well do you have to know and trust somebody before you can joke around with them? I know that's a lot different than like locking somebody in a room and making sexual advances on them. Like, please let's fact check this because I saw this earlier today that Matt Lauer had a fucking button
yeah.
in his office
yeah.
that could secretly lock the door.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck?
And apparently where his office is at was like a really secluded area.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I did not see that.
That's crazy.
Motherfucker was thinking it all the way through. He can keep him locked in if he needs to clean anything up or do... Hey.
That is her word against it. Crazy. And like, who put that in for him? That is crazy.
Well, the crazy thing too is how quick they acted on it. Like, they found out some information and looked into it, and they were like, "Yep, some shit."
I think one person made an actual allegation, and it was just like, there's a lot more to this.
Other people had to know, though. Other people fucking had to know.
A lot of people knew. They knew. A lot of the producers, people, they knew. Yeah.
That's a question, too.
Well, like, I mean, they may not have known to the extent, but they definitely heard the whispers for sure.
God, there's got to be way more than whispers when it comes to, like,
secretly
locked door.
But that's the thing. In these situations, people are using their power, and people are afraid to say anything and to really talk about it out loud because of what can happen.
He minored in, like, he's an electrician. He's got to be certified. He's got to be like Bruce Wayne, everything in the Batcave.
No, it was probably in his
He and Alfred put in down there. It's like in the Justice League movie where Wonder Woman comes up. She's like, Batman, or Bruce Wayne, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working on the completely unnecessary troop transport that's going to come into play later in this stupid fucking movie.
Right.
But I'm just by myself with a wrench and like a 3-piece suit.
Well,
working on stuff myself. I'm picturing Matt Lauer like that. Like, he's in there wiring up this fucking...
Let's be honest. Like, you can find anything on fucking YouTube these days. So, like...
Sure.
You can find out how to make a fucking dungeon.
His search history. Oh, my God.
Den.
At work.
How to make a lady-proof locked door.
Oh, yeah, at work.
Like that. Well, some of the other allegations about him, like... pension and the whole thing at the Olympics in Russia, story.
That's where the main
bring
one,
me a pillow.
I didn't hear about this one. What was it?
So in Sochi, he would have because there was one female that was working with them that he really was fixated on and would make comments and all this, but he had a coworker in when they were at the Olympics at one of the hotels asked her to bring him up a pillow. And then he tried to make some advances on her or something like that once she was in the room.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
But apparently that was known, like, he was known to do that, too. But he would keep it at work because he was married and didn't want his wife finding out. So a lot of the stuff that he was doing was at work where he could control, well, what he thought he had a lot of control of, which he did for a long time, keeping it quiet. In the sense of using his power to either help move someone up the ladder or, you know.
He was America's sweetheart. I was thinking, like, you know who's laughing his ass off right now is Tom Cruise. Because Matt Lauer was the one that kind of went after him for going after Brooke Shields for the antidepressants.
Well, didn't
he was like, Matt, how can you be so glib?
Well, didn't he do the same thing to O'Reilly, go after him about his allegations against him?
Can you imagine being Matt Lauer and like reporting on all of these different people going down and just knowing just like all it takes is one little fucking Jenga piece to get yanked out and this shit is going to come crashing down on my head.
Well, there was another thing too where he would control certain stories that he would talk about. Mm-hmm. Some of them he couldn't avoid because they were just like the Weinstein thing and that, but other types of sexual assault or like any type of story related to that, he kind of...
Yeah,
poo-pooed on, and it wouldn't get aired.
Yeah, because if you're doing this too, you're sweating bullets right now. They were fucking paying him. You're like, shit, who have I fucking harassed? Who's coming out? Who do I need to talk to?
Well, that's what makes you think right now of other men in power like this. That because you know there's more, especially probably in Hollywood.
Tons.
Oh yeah, the only thing that I've seen on my NBC news app, I didn't see anything about Matt Lauer on there.
but Russell Simmons.
What the fuck? I don't know all that. I just saw the
headline. He was 34. She was 24. Shit got weird. Like, who doesn't have that story, though? Really?
I have to look that one up, too.
But yeah, that's what I saw.
I don't know anything about that one.
On my way over here, Russell Simmons.
Yeah, that was the Russell Simmons reveal. It was somebody on Facebook just going, oh no, Russell Simmons, and then providing no details whatsoever.
So what happens? Is there any possibility it's like, every single hero that everyone has ever had gets at the very least accused of, and probably there's some sort of truth to it, you know?
Hey.
If not it being completely true.
Who are your heroes, man? Bill Cosby, Garrison Keillor, and Matt Lauer?
I do love... I like Garrison Keillor. I like Garrison Keillor.
That one's a damn shame.
Ah, yeah, for sure. But
Franken. Franken's got five women coming out against him now.
Oh, I didn't realize it was up to five.
Yeah. Yeah, and it like several on that USO tour that he did. And like apparently that's where source of his groping. It's all sorts of stuff. Like one girl was a soldier, I think, and like said he just like for a picture just reached around and grabbed her breast.
Right.
Mm, wow.
Which seems like the worst time to provide someone evidence of your sexual harassment. Like, I mean, at least there's not pictures of Louis C.K. jerking off in front of young female comedians.
I guess that's true.
There may be. I'm not sure.
Probably.
I would, Allison, if someone did just whip it out and start jerking off, would you have the wherewithal to whip out your phone and just start taking pictures?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
You think you would?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, honestly, no. I'd like to say that I would, but no.
I'm thinking get away. Like, what? First.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're not taking pictures. But Louis C.K. asked before before he whipped out of his penis.
Not all the allegations, right? There have been a few allegations where it was kind of forced upon them to watch or he cornered them and... And then the one on the phone with somebody.
It's so. I feel like he's in one of the best positions for the people that have, you know, done the wrong thing.
Well, just because he's admitted to it and
he's admitted to it, and there's so many more after. I mean, which sound way worse, like locking people in a room and.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, you know, like, you
have a secret button, that's fucking bad.
Right.
His apology was kind of shitty, though. Like, I wasn't thinking about how much they admired me before I started jacking off into the ficus. I wasn't thinking about all the admiration that was there.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like, though, honestly, if we look deep inside, we have acted inappropriately towards someone at some point. Maybe not secret button territory.
Sure.
We've all fucking been there.
Probably. But the thing here that's different is just the power that some of these people have. right? Mm-hmm. You know, and where they're at.
Well, I have a lot of power in the Cala with my sweet potatoes. I don't exploit it. I don't.
No, I hear you. Well, that's what I'm saying. What's so wrong about it?
It's because it's men. But
well, yeah,
that's true.
Let's be honest, though. Like, if you try to exploit your power, are men gonna be calling you out on it? You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird thing. Like,
wait, that's pretty broad. I mean, what do you mean by exploit your power?
I don't know. I guess what Terry Crews has come out saying that he was harassed by a man. Like,
oh yeah, dude grabbed his dick in front of his girlfriend, right?
Or something right. Like that. Yeah. So there has been like a male.
Not gonna lie, it is
a male aspect to this, and I guess a lot of the cameraman and stuff from the Kevin Spacey thing. So it's not
because you said earlier, but it's not harassment if you like it.
Well, also if it's like if it had been a lady doing it to these guys, would it have been? Would they have cared, or would they have thought it was as inappropriate? You know, that, I don't know. I'm asking a question. I have no idea.
No, I mean, there's definitely double standard. I saw a news story the other day, and it was a teacher, young teacher, who got busted having sex with an underage student and sending inappropriate pictures. And I got pissed because they showed a picture of the teacher, and of course, she was cute, and they never gave the age of the kid, of the boy. And it just pissed me off. I was like, this is just piss poor reporting. I want to know how old that boy was.
17 and 3/4.
Because, I mean, there's a like 14, 15 area where it's still completely illegal, but most guys are like, I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
Yeah. But if you flip that and it was some attractive young 21-year-old male hooking up with a 14-year-old female, and I'm not saying this shouldn't be this way or whatever, but it would be a completely different story. I don't think many women would be like, guy's probably got a nice piece on him.
No, for sure. And no, it's just a weird double standard that I think in time, if this keeps trending along, we'll...
trending? It's like social media talk.
Well, I mean, that's where I felt like we're getting all this information from. I don't know.
Is the sexual harassment thing knocking the racism thing out of the public's forefront of their mind?
It might be, and it might be like the best thing the alt-right has ever thought of. nobody's even talking about us anymore. Let's go be terrible people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, am I wrong about the alt-right being terrible people?
There's good people on both sides. I think the president made that clear. What a terrible... We don't talk about that.
We don't have to, but it's one of my favorite things.
Oh. Wait, just that particular reaction of the president in general?
How did he screw up the Navajo Code Talkers tribute fucking ceremony? Really?
That was some shit. That was some shit.
Really?
Because he doesn't give a shit. That's why. Because
he just wings it all the time.
All the time. Whatever. There's
he
no...
fucking said Pocahontas. He called her Pocahontas.
He made fun of Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were Indians in the room. It's just like, Indians, got to say something Indian, yeah.
You guys get it, right? Yeah, you guys get it. Well, Pocahontas, am I right? Jesus Christ.
Everybody knows the Indians are staunch Republicans. You guys are with me on this. She's Pocahontas.
I guess he was trying to say, like, you guys are real Indians. She's just Pocahontas. I don't fucking know.
Well, that was kind of the whole beef to begin with, was that she's not like a full-blooded Native American or First Nations people.
That's correct.
But she was, you know, making a big stink about, I guess, fighting for rights and also being, oh, I can hear the music in the background. Also being,
you just now heard
party.
There are no birds chirping.
First Nations people.
Is she a member of the First Nation?
I don't know. I wonder.
Officially,
I don't know where the Pocahontas thing came from.
I heard she lied to go to a dinner party or something.
Yeah, I think that's his thing, is that she misrepresented how, I guess, First Nations people she actually is. It's hard to say. It's like a lot of really proper ways of saying things that... It's hard to say.
What she claimed to...
Like, it's like, that guy's being a dick. There's no non-sexist way to say that. Like, he's being... Well, I guess an asshole. I don't know, but... I don't know. A friend of mine's kid the other day...
Is it sexist to say somebody's a dick?
I guess not, because it's a male thing, but...
Oh, is it sexist to say that a lady's being...
It's the inverse, I guess, because you're saying if somebody's not being a dick, they're being a pussy, and that's...
Either way is bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either way is sexist. It's sexist to say a dick is a bad thing. Why can't you be like, that guy is such a dick. I love him. He's great.
I thought that's why everybody liked me. He's such a
vagina. He is just the vaginist motherfucker I know.
Right.
Let's buy him a vagina cake.
Man, I like that.
I like it.
And I have no retort.
We should just start using genitalia as positive.
She just wielded her power. She just shut down the conversation with vagina cake. Vagina cake. And I am in no way emasculated because of that.
Well, good, because you've got your own vagina cake down there between your legs.
Oh! Which is a good thing.
Yes, obviously. We
love your vagina cake.
I don't think a cake being...
Mm-hmm. Like her. We should have her on the show more often.
Not down there. Not between those legs.
Well, and I keep scaring her off with all your alt-right talk.
Talking about John's cake.
Vagina cake.
His vagina cake. I see
it kind of a little bit.
Huh? I love bad jokes.
It's poking out. Oh, your vagina cake.
Speaking of Pocahontas,
let's throw some
fries. Poking out is over here.
Oh, you sons of bitches. I'm not even sure what's going on right now.
Me either. I just like the term vagina cake.
I do too.
I'm going to start using that.
Right.
Put me in a goddamn vagina cake. Or, hey, you're a fucking great vagina cake.
It's positive.
We want to make it positive.
Positive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a friend of mine's kid the other day was doing something, and I was like, that kid needs to man up. And then I was like, what do you say? That kid needs to get some balls? That kid needs to grow a pair? I couldn't think of anything that wasn't like blatantly sexist to say, so I said nothing.
It's true. Are we going to have to change our whole
vagina? Can you just say that kid needs to stop being such a nanner pants?
Nanner pants would have been solid.
But that banana is phallic.
Oh, no.
It's a poo nanner.
If it's more than...
and a puss.
If it's more than 2 degrees separation, you could say the fuck out of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can't say...
Nanner pants.
Banana. Oh, you can't say, first of all, just nanner. Okay, yeah, that is banana.
Okay.
But I think it's poo nanner.
It's...
Oh.
I think that's where most people's brain goes when you say somebody's being a nanner. It's not like they're being a banana.
Straight to the dick.
I can't dispute that. I think you're probably right. But in any case.
No. Poonanner.
Poonanner is.
Poonanner.
Bonanner. So,
yeah. I think you're ruining my argument here.
That's what I do.
What was your argument?
That's bullshit. That you can't say nanner pants.
Nope. Can't.
Is.
Can't say nanner pants. Can't say grow some balls, grow a pair.
Oh, no. No, what? I was saying that you can say nanner.
Nope, you can't. Because nanner? It could be bow nanner or poo nanner, either way.
But that's what nanner pants could be a pretty good asexual way of saying that someone's being a weak person.
Okay, was it a boy?
Weaky pants.
You can say nanner pants to a boy because you go nanner to banana. And then from banana to
penis. You're talking about a small boy's penis.
Right.
Nanner to nanner.
You don't want him to be a nanner pants. You want him to be
a
boy pants. Full on boy pants.
You want to be a nanner without pants. Like, yeah, get rid of those pants, kid. Just be a nanner. Oh, my God.
Wait a second. No, don't
That's put harassment.
I don't understand.
Yes. Yeah, so you took... With that specific one, it's just one more step and it's too far. So, you gotta be careful.
Being a sexist to being a fucking pederast. You could say.
Yeah. Fuck.
But nanner pants is just fine. As long as you're talking about a boy.
Grapey pants.
Or a young female who identifies as a boy. That's hard to tell sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta go with your gut sometimes and hope you're not offending somebody.
A 50-50 shot. Yeah.
Well, it's like a 25% chance. You might get it right.
I was at the store the other day, and the person that was checking me out, not checking me out, like the register, the tender of the cash register, was very
cash register
gender neutral.
Like a new app I could have.
Well, it was extremely gender neutral, and I have no problem with this. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. It doesn't bother me, but like I do want to know. Like there is a part of me that's really, really curious of just like guy or girl. I really can't tell on this one.
This is like a pat.
I've seen this person a few times, and it's like short hair, but kind of facial hair, but not really. No visible Adam's apple that I can tell. Kind of heavy set.
That's like, you're really looking at the Adam's apple?
I'm just checking. I'm just trying to figure it out.
That's going to get away.
Do you have like a checklist in your head that you, what's first?
No, Adam's apple. Adam's apple?
Adam's apple? I have one.
Do I have a fat neck?
Yeah, I can't see one in that one for some reason. No proof you're a male right now. Okay, you have a little bit of facial hair, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, oh, Chaz.
Let's see it. Show it. Let's see if you're a man or not.
What do you mean?
Yeah, come on.
No.
If you're a man or not, you got to have a penis. Is that the only criteria?
No, come on, Nanner Pants.
This is harassment.
We need to toughen him up.
No.
Goddamn vagina cake over there. I'm sorry. A vagina cake over there.
Vagina cake.
Oh. It's always got to be positive. You're right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, John. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know he has a penis. I've seen it.
Were you at Publix or Kroger? Makes a difference.
I don't want to.
Or you live out in the country.
Does it make a difference?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you were at Bell's No Apostrophe.
It was Bell's.
It was. There's no telling. I got no answer for you.
Don't shit on Bell's. Bell's has great meat, and the prices are unreal. That's where I buy all my meat. I'm telling you, it's cheap.
You can buy meat there, but you can't buy condoms.
It's good meat, but it's cheap. You can't buy condoms there? They don't have condoms?
You can't buy beer at the one out in my neck of the woods because they built it right across the street from a high school.
Can you buy...
Oh, fuck.
I don't think there's anywhere in Oglethorpe County you can buy condoms.
Really? They're just outlawed there? You can't have them?
Yeah. I don't think you can.
They're like, nobody uses them anyway.
Yeah, what's the point?
Are you out in... Were you out at Bell's in Oglethorpe buying condoms? Or trying to buy condoms? What?
Oh, do you have a secret button network?
I do, but nobody...
I gotta restock the door
presses. Was that your button noise? Was that your button noise?
I was gonna say I do, but nobody's ever hit it.
I keep hoping. I keep buying condoms. And manners.
Just stock.
This is the last one that they'll be able to get in this neck of the woods.
I just thought that was weird to know that you knew that they don't sell it. They fucking don't.
You know what they do sell is meat lasagna, and it's fucking delicious.
What day
it's
of the week is
in that? The hot deli. I don't know. You have to ask.
No, it's really, it's a
shut
good.
Shut up, it's good.
It's a, I'm saying I like Bell's. Their meat department, it's great. Go there. Oh. It's affordable.
Okay, Bell's no apostrophe, all, though. It has to be that one.
You're not allowed to say great in the same sentence as that.
Great meat?
Oh, I mean, the prices are great.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap, and I'll eat it.
Just don't use the bathroom at the one on Hawthorne. That's where my harassment story takes place.
Oh.
It's dark.
Speaking of Bell's, do you guys know anything about the Mark Bell lawsuit that he's brought against the... city of Athens?
Oh, is this in response to the claim that his bouncers at his club were being racist?
Right, yes. He's suing the city of Athens over this.
This could get interesting.
Yeah, over this. I don't know what they did. They gave him a fine. They gave him a citation for being racist.
No, I don't know what the final ruling on that was. I never finished the story up, but it was essentially if your club had a dress code, you were supposed to post it on the wall, then that was to avoid people like arbitrarily picking out what are kind of stereotypically black outfits and being like, no, we can't have you in here. There's no jerseys. We can't do that. And I mean, they have to have it posted. And somebody got turned away from one of his clubs, I think, based on some arbitrary dress code thing.
So now he's brought lawsuit against the city / county. So it's the same fucking thing. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. This might open the doors to being as segregated as you want to be. You just decide what people can't wear. And
no, I mean, I don't think it's just going to open the floodgates up and be like, everybody racist, get downtown Athens. This is the place for you. There's going to be fucking people with tiki torches and shit like that walking around. I don't think they're just like sitting there on go waiting for this lawsuit to go through.
It just seems like a weird one. I don't know. Is he suing for lost revenue?
Oh, I have no idea.
What clubs does he own?
This was specifically at 90s Bar, I believe.
Now defunct 90s Bar. Yeah.
So now defunct because he couldn't let just the right people in.
Like, we open this up to everybody, it's going to the hell in a handbasket.
What are you saying? Like, see what happens when you don't let your bouncers be racist? Clubs close. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that's white flight in, like, microcosm right there. Like, oh, they're going to let black people in. We're not going to that bar anymore. No, this used to be our bar.
So he's claiming that's what's hurting his business.
I don't know exactly what the claim is.
Oh, okay.
You're going to look up there? Are
you just... I thought you like, had some knowledge of it.
I bring up talking points. You guys are the ones supposed to have the knowledge.
Well, thanks for just...
I don't know shit.
I didn't know you were going to bring that one up.
Didn't give you a heads up on that.
Hey.
It was a natural flow from what we were talking about.
Were you trying to make me feel bad for shopping at the...
Mark Bell just purchased the Jennings Mill Country Club.
Oh, that was he's on that for a while. That
was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, that is 2015. My bad, guys.
Oh, the internet.
It's wonderful.
He must be doing a good job of scrubbing the internet of any bad news about himself. Like, that's the only thing on there. Like, his Facebook page.
You know what he's doing? Yeah. He's doing the...
I got nothing.
He's doing the exact same thing that one of our coworkers is doing, where... you can pay these guys from India like $75 a month to like do all this like web like allocation stuff for your website or to look out for shit. Like there's all kinds of different things they can do. But yeah, it's like you're outsourcing a work to these guys in India and you pay them as they do different, as they hit certain goals.
I think a friend of ours may have done this. We had some friends who were in a hit band back in the day called Drunken Furious, and they actually beat out the Drive-By Truckers for like best new Athens band back in the 90s when we were in college and not paying any attention to decent music because we were all going to fucking raves and shit. But anyway, Drunken Furious was very well known. That
music was fucking decent.
For extremely offensive songs. I'm trying to think. She had the creepy crawly critters in her crotchless underpants. That was one of the things. It was like a weird country and western. Like they had the Cherokee Indian Casino. I'd never heard this one before, but at the words are at the Cherokee Indian Casino, always bet on red. And the song starts with everybody banging on stuff and going, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's fucking offensive, is my point. Shit. But we think one of the members who's now a prominent attorney may have had the internet scrubbed of every trace of Drunken Furious. Like, you can't find shit about him anymore. And, like, somebody mentioned that a while back, and he's like, yeah, I know. And just left it at that. We're like, I think he may have paid some money to have this disappear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
That's probably really hard to do and smart and probably really expensive. This is not what I'm... That's not exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, what do you mean?
But, God dang it. I don't know what the name of the website is. But it's an app, you know. There's an app for that.
Oh yeah.
But
should I ask Jeeves about that app or what?
You can ask Jeeves.
You always ask Jeeves.
Oh yeah.
Just fun asking Jeeves.
I was hoping that we could just talk about something different.
At the Cherokee Indian Casino, always bet on red. That's not the beat at all. And so dun 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 dun.
I was that. It's exactly that.
I was trying not to be racist, but If you guys want to get all.
I am on the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us some learned knowledge.
Not a lot going on. Apparently, the bar in contention right now is Jersey's.
Jersey's?
Which is right beside.
With a lot of E's. Three E's. Jersey's.
And a Z, if I remember correctly.
Really?
They have two E's on the end.
All right. That's a lot of E's.
That's a whole lot. But they've just recently had a protest on the 17th of November.
And they protested out in front of Jersey's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it Jersey's that was protesting?
No, the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. I'm done with that.
Yeah. It's a thing. Last night they held a informational rally, the library.
You know, you sounded like at the end of Anchorman where he's like, just so you know, we're all down with the women's lib thing. That's exactly who you just said. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yeah.
That is how they spell it. J-E-R-Z-E-E-S.
So wait, people were down in front of protesting against Jersey's? Or yeah.
Jersey's is a racist bar owned by a black man, which is funny. Yes.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, he just wants to make money, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So when black people are racist, they just want to make money?
What?
That does not follow.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Are we sure on this information that we've been given? Do we know these facts to be true?
I don't know. You gotta get on the website, man. AADMmovement.org.
Yeah.
Know your rights.
I'm so lost.
I
don't know what was being protested.
I don't either. It just says Jersey's is racist. That's all I got. Two E's.
It says that?
Three E's. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
You'll just take it.
If it says it. I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay. So, that's how we do it here.
Doesn't really surprise me. I just finished Winds of the Kala.
I was waiting for an update on where you're at with your audiobooks.
Yeah. Tell us about
Unfortunately, that. We've lost some of your review.
Unfortunately, it's also called Wolves of the Kala.
I was just thinking, Tia, Mom, tell us about that book that you're reading.
Jeez. Do you want to hear about it? I will tell you. The reason that I mixed it up was because I also finished the book in between Wolves of the Kala and The Wastelands.
Kala.
No, not The Wastelands.
I thought you read these things.
Wizarding Glass. Sorry, I did. I didn't read any of them, actually. I've been listening to them. And they've been... I've been confusing reality and...
Are they fucking with you?
And my story mind.
Oh, shit.
They're fucking with me, man.
Really?
This is ridiculous. They're all, like, reading each other's minds and, like, going back and forth in time. Ugh. And I'm just here in one place.
And I mean, part of the story in that book is like they're going back and forth between worlds, and one of those worlds is our world, right? So that's got to contribute at least some to the fuzziness that's going on, where you feel like maybe you're lapsing into Stephen King's world.
I agree with that. Yes, part of it is our world, but not this year of our world. So who knows? I do like it. It really, like, you guys know that I am super into the theory of the multiverse.
Yes, you have mentioned.
Multiple dimensions and all that stuff. So it goes right along with that. I love it. Winds through the wind through the keyhole was interesting. It was his eighth book that he wrote, which was really the 4.5th book. So it takes place in between the 4th and the 5th book. Isn't this awesome, Allison?
It's awesome. I'm just sitting here thinking about, like, these people are protesting Jersey. But they don't want to look at the inequities in the public school system. Like, let's take a look at what the fuck the kids at Cedar Shoals are learning versus what the kids at Oconee County are learning. And then maybe we should protest that shit.
I like,
because I don't really fucking care who fucking can't get into jerseys because they're wearing a jersey.
Right.
Well, no. That's, I don't know if this person specifically was wearing a jersey.
I don't either. I just thought it sounded cool because jersey, well, no, jerseys.
I think we're missing the point. I found the thing that I think they were talking to, let's see, Mocha Johnson, who is the head, I believe, of the Athens anti-discrimination movement. Johnson says that complaints increased during football season, and this is specifically about jerseys. Jared Miller is chief operating officer at Jerseys, and they quote him as saying, "I was blindsided because I didn't hear anything about it until you contacted me," Miller said. "I was not contacted by anyone with the Athens anti-discrimination movement," which is actually funny because I actually very much support what they're doing. Miller says that as an African-American male, he thrives to be inclusive.
Holy shit.
So nobody actually called him. They were just like, file the fucking complaint. Aww. And they went down to the city and filed it and then had a rally. And he's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
So the Athens Anti-Discrimination League is who filed the complaint?
They helped the person file the complaint.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I would like to know what the complaint actually was.
Well, that a black male did not get into the club, I believe, for some arbitrary reason, but I don't know the specifics of that.
Right.
Well, that's what I mean, like the specifics of it. I would like to really know what they claim.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to make a real, you know, complete judgment on that without knowing the details. But, yeah, it seems pretty typical of that side of town.
Public record, survivors, get out there, go to the Athens, Clark County, somewhere, wherever they file complaints like this, and get us a copy of this. We want to see it.
Yeah, you guys do that for us.
Well, you've got to ask. You've got to check with people and see if they're willing to.
I agree. You've got to ask.
I mean, don't come across as like overtly racist while you're doing it, and please don't mention our name. Just kindly.
You can mention our name.
And respectfully ask that Dick Loverboy would like a copy at Dick Loverboy on Twitter, and I think at Dick Loverboy on Instagram.
No. Nope.
What?
I mean, yes. Since you're trying to give my stuff away, it's Dick.Loverboy on Instagram.
Dick Doug Loverboy?
Dick Doug dot Loverboy. Stuttering Bill.
Man, you're just constantly referencing Stephen King books these days, aren't you?
I've been on a Stephen King kick, and I'm going to make you guys talk to me about it, even though you don't know any of these books.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You know them.
Yeah, I know them. I know them well.
Oh.
Did you hear about that serial killer in Tampa?
What?
What? No.
Nobody heard about this. Apparently there was a fucking serial killer in Tampa that was just shooting people, like
Isn't
four or five victims.
Isn't a serial killer, though, if you shoot like one dude a week for a month? Yeah.
That is a series.
That sounds like
pretty much the definition of a serial killer.
I think he was just upset. I don't know that it was like some innate fucking desire to kill. There were some problems in the neighborhood. One person was at McDonald's. Like, you don't just serial kill someone in the drive-thru, right? Do you?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the story.
I feel like it's ritualistic or something, right? You don't just run up to people and fight.
Maybe his ritual was that it was super random as fuck. He just went and shot him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do this till I get caught.
Yeah. I guess that's true. I don't know anything. I just saw McDonald's and...
But that was the way he got caught, is there was a cop sitting at McDonald's like doing paperwork on his, I don't know if it was a break or if he was having lunch or whatever, and somebody walked up and they're like, I think that dude in line over there has a gun. And so he went and approached this guy, and he did in fact have a gun. He ends up taking this guy into custody, and they realize he's a fucking serial killer. They've tied him to like four or five murders now.
Shit.
It's like, was it Son of Sam? They caught him for like unpaid parking tickets?
Right.
They just happened to stumble upon them. I mean, they would never caught. Well, I mean, they would have caught him eventually, I guess, but.
I've seen.
I just figured the news would be talking about a fucking serial killer right now. That seems like.
I mean, there's way too much sexual harassment right now for serial killers to be. Yeah. Serial killers was so 2016.
Yeah.
If they could somehow harass and serial kill.
Oh, shit. Like, they only serial killed, like, young, I don't know, interns at a certain place.
How young? What did Buffalo Bill do? Didn't he have a couch he was trying to get in the back of a van?
You help me put the couch in the back of the van.
I got a broken arm.
And then he just starts grinding on her like a fucking piece of shit sexual harasser. And then, only then, does he, after that debasement, does he drop her into that start making her put lotion on her skin.
Yeah, that's how he, like, breaks her down to help him, help him, make her help him. And he starts grinding up on her.
Yeah.
And
it's no fun unless you're kind of uncomfortable. Slightly.
I'll stop grinding on you if you help me with this couch.
Do you want to watch me whack off?
Can I masturbate in front of you? Can I masturbate in front of them in your bucket?
Will you help me move this ficus plant?
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me.
I like masturbating on this couch. Will you hold this bucket while I masturbate in this bucket?
That's it. Will you help me move this couch? It's my spanking couch.
Would you hold this bucket by my lotion? Will you help me move this couch?
I mean, it'd be terrible if he did that.
It would. Just to throw sexual harassment on top of all the...
That's the last thing she knows. Like, she got sexually harassed and then she gets killed. Like, that's the last thing she remembers. Oh, God. Man,
what a dick.
Just to throw that on top of her, like, make her remember all the other times she got sexually harassed before she dies in this fucking well. And then there's that damn, there's that dog. She, like, sexually harasses the dog because it's the only thing she knows.
Oh no. Now we're throwing a dog in it. We've got really dark. Oh, we're going deep. How fucked up can we make it?
Poor dog. It didn't do anything.
Was it Precious? Was Precious. That the dog's name?
I think so.
Yeah. Because she ties the chicken bone to the string, right? And tosses it up and gets the bucket and yanks the dog. Spoiler alert. She gets the dog.
She gets it.
At the end of that movie, she gets that dog.
Threatens to break its little neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Precious.
Precious.
Already in trouble for Kevin Spacey, my boyfriend.
So wait, you Kevin Spacey'd your what now?
I'm in trouble for Kevin Spacey, my boyfriend.
How'd that happen?
I'm in a position of power.
Did you meet him when he was 14?
His genitalia in order to make me feel better about myself and feel stronger. And yeah, so I don't want to mess up our drink thing.
Why are you in trouble for fondling your boyfriend's genitalia?
Overly. Apparently, there's this thing as too much.
With too much vigor?
I don't think vigor as much as frequency. I mean, sometimes it's vigorous, of course. But I think the issue is I can't say, like, I love you without being like, love ya.
Love ya. Tap, 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 tap.
You're the best. And he's like, do you love what's up here or what's right here? And I'm like, does it matter? Is there a difference? So, I arranged a drink thing to make up for my Kevin Spacey-ing.
Hey!
Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
So wow.
So it goes both ways.
We'll make this quick then.
I mean, I have.
So you have to make up for that.
20 minutes. I just have to let him know that I mostly respect that, but also respect his mind.
Oh, gotcha.
I guess because that's important to you guys? I didn't know.
I wasn't aware of that.
I mean, I don't get that greeting from my wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
It might be nice. I might appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you.
Hi.
Thanks. Good to see you home. Too. Yeah.
It was like a low three. Is that what you call that?
Maybe, yeah, I guess. Low three.
Like a bowling ball?
Just checking in. thanks for being you.
Is that what the 7-10 split, or is that straight on? Is that just a straight on down the middle first pin?
Oh, speaking of bowling, I heard that they put in a bar at Showtime Bowling.
Bull fucking shit.
Yeah. No, apparently the National.
Bullshit.
Apparently the National is having their Christmas party there.
What?
And they have a full bar there now.
Oh, we got to get invited to that Christmas party.
Yeah.
They're just having the bar for the party?
No, it's going to be a regular thing.
What? Yeah.
So there's bar at the what? Nice bowling alley now.
Why are they just is it new ownership?
It must be because there was like a a grandpa clause in the opposite direction where this one where it's like whoever owns this will not put a bar in it, but it must be have a run out or some new ownership or something because they're doing it. They're putting
a
bar in there.
Wasn't there like a roof collapse?
Yeah,
the roof.
I think that negates any grandpa clause.
Yeah, the roof collapsed and
they lost that whole side where the game room was at.
Yeah, so they had to rebuild everything and they put a bar in there.
Holy apparently. Shit! Yeah, so that changes everything.
Makes me want to go fucking bowling.
Now
dude.
It's gonna be you can't go now. It's gonna be too crowded.
That makes me want to go real bad. Like and actually like I want my own bowling ball. Like. I'm already like.
Are you joining the league? I'm already. Is this where it's going?
I'm super excited about it.
Is this darts?
It might be. It might be. I think you guys need to join me.
Oh, does anybody still have Hester?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where Hester went.
Mark may have Hester. I think they're coming down for New Year's. We got to see if he's still got Hester and he will bring her down.
Hester was only what, like 8 pounds or something?
Oh, it was a light ball with tiny, tiny finger holes.
It might be perfect.
We found a bowling ball in a house that we lived in one time. Its name was Hester, and it was sponsored by Subway.
Yep. So,
and I think you guys worked at Subway at the time, which was a bizarre coincidence.
We did.
So then Hester got moved from through a couple of houses, I guess, instead of on a mantle and a nice urn.
Does someone still have Hester?
I think he may. I don't know how much of a pack rat Mark is. We got to check with him.
I have no idea.
We'll get you a ball, is what I'm saying, buddy.
Oh, you can get me a ball?
Oh, yeah.
We'll you get ball. Me a ball by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Green toenail polish.
Okay. Well, I'll drink to that.
Sorry about that. So we did do a little research on the break. This the complaint against jerseys is the second complaint that has been filed for discrimination in violation of the ordinance in Athens. The first one was filed against the 90s bar with the owner Mark Bell, who incidentally sued the city, and that is now in federal court, and it's got the initial complaint on hold until they get through the federal lawsuit, where there was no details in the story that I read, but somehow filing this discrimination complaint violated his constitutional rights, but they didn't specify which right specifically.
Okay.
So because he had to file this complaint is what he's saying?
Oh, because somebody filed the complaint against him.
No, he's making the claim, I guess, that someone filing the complaint against him violated, or the city prosecuting him, I guess, violates a constitutional right.
Gotcha.
But we don't know which one.
Right.
You want to fight.
I hope it's like some crazy, crazy shit. that doesn't make any sense. And he loses a bunch of money.
They had a weird idea a while back where I just really wanted to get all about the Third Amendment and like fighting for your Third Amendment rights and just forming some sort of an organization that's all about your Third Amendment rights.
I don't even remember what it is.
It's the one about you're not supposed to be forced to keep soldiers in your home when it's not a time of war.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
Quartering soldiers. I'm going to come up with some sort of an organization.
I want to be forced to.
No, that I'm all about, like, just pretty much everything, every news story.
I'm for it.
Every news story that comes out, I want to, like, go after it as if it's a just it's the first step before they start eroding your Third Amendment rights away. This calls for a Twitter, a new Twitter handle. We'll come up with something.
Save the Third Amendment.
I just want some fucker to have the Third Amendment tattooed down his arm. The way the guy that I saw in the Watkinsville McDonald's had tattooed down his arm. It just said the Second Amendment in completely normal script.
That's pretty cool. Well, you're on your way.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, that's as far as I've gotten with it, though.
I mean, you're getting even further with this podcast.
The amendments.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking them up now.
Can someone explain Amendment 9? Ooh. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
And then anything like expressly...
Oh, is
something
it,
goes to the states, right?
Maybe that's what Mark Bell is fighting.
Is that talking about prisoners?
My Ninth Amendment rights, damn it. Can't construe me. What the fuck does
maybe
that mean?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, here's a story that I completely forgot to follow up on. Did y'all hear about the 10-year-old girl in Louisville, Kentucky that just ran a truck into a house?
What?
No.
This one's fucked up. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
What kind
from
of
the
truck?
Beginning,
just like a...
Like a Ram or something. It's a full-size truck.
Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, of course it was a Ram.
So she drives... it may be a Silverado.
Of course.
Sure. She hits a car on the way to the truck... or to the house, and spins the car out. She drives directly into somebody's house. Like, this guy's kids, like his five kids, were sitting on a love seat, and they just get, like, bumped, essentially, across the room on the love seat. And he's like, I think that love seat may have saved my children's life. But apparently, holy according shit. To the owner of the house, who had just gotten home from work when this happened, he overheard the girl tell the officer, I just wanted to kill people.
What?
And the officer's like, excuse me? And she goes, I wanted to kill people.
A 10-year-old.
Fucking 10-year-old girl.
What?
And like I said, I've got to follow up in this story and see what
the hell is going on. Oh, you're going to be able to follow it up on your My Favorite Murder podcast very soon.
Yeesh. No, she didn't actually kill anybody, though.
Oh, but
nobody died?
She will.
God.
She will. She'll kill somebody in juvie first, and they won't be able to release it until she's 18. Oh, I feel so sorry for that girl.
Fucking 10 years old.
She must have a terrible life.
I don't know.
She said she wanted to just kill people.
Wanted to kill people.
Sometimes you just want to kill people. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I want to know more about the story.
I know. I've got to do some investigation. Yeah. Next
I
want week.
To know and let's be honest, why she wanted to kill
people. If you're wrecking somebody else's Dodge Ram into a living room, it's way different than like using your own car.
I'm thinking she stole her dad's truck. That's the most likely thing.
Yeah, she didn't pay for that truck. She doesn't know, like...
She got a job?
Yeah, she doesn't have any, like, respect for, like...
Well, I want to know, too, how far did she drive? Was it just right across the street? Was it next door?
Don't know.
Yeah, that's what... I'd like to know that, too.
We'll find out next week on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh, you have to have every single bit of information?
Yeah.
Why don't you just decide how far it was? I'm saying 300 yards.
300 yards.
Fake news. Fake news.
It was 300 yards, no, everybody.
It's going fake news.
This 10-year-old drove a truck 300 yards, hitting a car and hitting a house and almost killing five children.
Drove across two states.
And then you said all five children got shot across the room and were saved by a love seat?
Five?
That's bullshit.
Wait, five kids were on a fucking love seat?
Five couldn't. There's no way five could fit on a love seat.
Were they five babies? Was it five twin babies?
This is fake news. I think it is.
Yeah,
what if I just made the whole thing up?
You did. It's a bullshit story. You're lying.
I didn't make this up.
Yes, you are. You're making it up right now.
No, I'm not.
What source are you using?
The internet.
Oh. So was it a black lady with no legs named Susanna or Odetta driving this?
Oh my God! Why is it always a black lady with no legs named Susanna or Odetta? Every time with you.
Could it have been Myra? Oh, wait. She would have had legs. Sorry.
Oh. Mm.
Shout out to all my Stephen King fans.
That's all it's become. He is. He's lost. He is like tinkering between fantasy and real.
I mean, it's. You speak true, sir.
There was a point in my
college. All his jokes that I don't get and I just stare at it, it's all related to the book and I have no idea what he's talking about.
There was a point in like freshman year of college where we were playing so much GoldenEye that I was walking around on campus and the little red crosshairs popped up and I was like ding 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 ding, like looking at people as if I was playing GoldenEye and about to shoot him, and I was like, I've got to stop playing GoldenEye. I didn't stop at all.
You didn't stop at all. You did, however, stop going to school.
Yes, he's right. So, I did stop. I did stop something.
It was worth it because you could play more GoldenEye then.
You stopped going to class because of GoldenEye?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome. That's
part of the reason. There was no other
Were reasons. You good at it?
No, I mean, not like professional level.
Oh, no, but you were good. We were all really, we were way better. Okay, here's the thing. You know how GoldenEye worked back in the day. Sorry, Allison, did you ever play that game?
I did not.
All right, well, let's.
GoldenEye was the shit.
We're going to nerd out for two minutes.
Go for it.
And
12 to 15.
It goes minutes. Like this.
Wait, what was GoldenEye on?
It was the on Cube? The N64.
N64.
Yeah. So Cube? We played it all the time against each other, and we had our own rules and everything. You know, we always played single, you know, one shot, one kill for, 10 minutes maybe? And then, so it was just whoever could, like, have the most kills, basically, by one shot. And we played each other all the time, and whenever anybody new would come in, and they were like, oh, you have this game? Let's play. You want to play? And we're like, okay, but we all play this a lot. And we would just kill them every fucking time. Like, it would be ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous.
It was like, but, you know, like, I never.
You just used them as target practice.
That's the thing about that game. Some people played, like, not one shot, one kill, which is what we were used to. Like, you know, so I guess. Maybe the weapons made it a lot different, you know, situation. Anyway, the way we always played, nobody had any chance. And so I thought we were really good. But, you know, we go play somebody that doesn't play that exact same way. It's a different story. Sort of. We were really good at that game. I feel sorry for everybody that came and played us.
That was a really good game. That was fun. I remember that game.
Did you ever play video games, Allison?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I stopped playing after Super Nintendo. Yeah, N64, I had, like,
friends. Oh, my gosh, there's a Super Nintendo. They have it at Best Buy now. It's got, like, 80 games on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, like, a little mini console with two controllers.
Nintendo, Mario Kart.
Actually, I take it back. I think it's 28 games, but it's $80.
Yeah, I got mad shit from my dear loving wife's nephews because they brought Mario Kart for the Wii with them, and we were trying to play downstairs, and I'm just playing boards that I'm completely unfamiliar with, and then trying to turn that stupid Wii controller rather than just, I was like, can we go back to the old N64 button configuration? Is that possible? And they just laughed at me, and I still like beat their ass a couple of times, but
you can. You can turn it off on the Wii one where you can play it with the controller.
Those little fucking liars.
Yeah. You can play it either way. You can play it on the Wii. You can play it with the WaveBird, the GameCube controller. So it's like it feels like an N64 controller. And that was my favorite way to play it.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Mario Kart.
Mario Kart and Mortal Kombat. I used to play that. Mortal Kombat was fun.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. Scorpion.
Get over here!
Yeah.
Y'all seen the previews for the new Rampage movie?
I have not. I saw that you tweeted something about this.
It's weird. It looks oddly compelling to me. But I did find out that was the movie that The Rock was filming in Chicago when we were in Chicago.
Okay. So he's got the Rampage movie coming out. He's got fucking Jumanji.
Oh, yeah.
What is this remake of Jumanji where it's like They transform into their avatars.
Yeah, it's a video game now. They had to go beyond the board game. Now it's a video game.
God. Damn you.
I don't know. Maybe cool.
I mean, it's going to be really cool for kids. I get it. The Rock's cool.
It's hard to go wrong with The Rock. I'm not going to lie.
He's really cool. Mm-hmm.
He's fucking badass.
Love that. Love him. He's a real vagina cake.
Vagina cake? Yeah. Love vagina cakes.
He's a good one. Bitches little cheeks.
Hey, I did actually watch the 30 for 30 with Ric Flair the other night.
Fuck, I still haven't seen it. I gotta watch that.
You haven't watched it?
Fuck, I haven't. I've been watching a bunch of other shit.
It's interesting, for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Likes to get naked, that one. That's the thing that caught me off guard.
Speaking of sexual harassment, I don't think there's anyone's going to accuse him, because it's pretty obvious that he's been sexually harassing pretty much everybody. Damn. For as long as he's been a celebrity. Somebody accuses him, and he's like, "Of course I did. Of course I did."
What does he claim? Like, his number? Is he the one that? Does he have a number? He says
he said 10,000.
10,000
in that
woo
in that interview.
Do you believe him?
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, how long...
Is that possible?
Well, let's think about it. How long was he famous? From 81, let's say 81, through 2007? When did he retire?
He's never really retired. Yeah. From, you know...
I know, well, now his daughter's doing it, so he's still, like, involved and everything, but... Hell, he's probably still fucking...
Well, I mean, he's not... Well, not he wasn't now, wrestling, but...
Because he's, like... dying now, but
so one girl a night gets you to 10,000 in 27 years.
I mean,
is my math right on that? 10,000 divided by 365.
10,000 is a fucking ton. What did Wilt Chamberlain claim? Was it him that claimed, like,
I thought his was it not that not even more?
No, I don't, was it?
Was it 5,000?
I was thinking like 5,000. 10,000?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
That just sounds like something Ric Flair would say.
I don't know. It just... That's a big number. 10,000. That's a lie.
You're calling out the Nature Boy?
I'm not. No. I have no idea if it's a lie or not.
You should hit him up on Twitter.
It's a big number, though.
Is he on Twitter? I don't even know.
I've seen his house. I think you could have sex with 10,000 ladies in his house.
Is it the biggest house on the highest hill?
And yes, they would be ladies.
Is it the biggest house on the highest hill in the best part of town? Because that was his claim.
No, it was just in a neighborhood.
Oh. Wait, you saw his house?
Yeah, I walked through his backyard. And
I was
about to say,
I was hoping you were going to say you took a dump in his backyard.
Oh, no.
I was hoping for it.
I couldn't.
I thought there was a Ric Flair dump story somewhere with this one.
No Ric Flair dump story from me.
Was it Rick Rude? Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yeah, I know which Rick Rude you were talking about. Give me a fucking break. Do you know any other Rick Rude?
The ravishing one?
Besides the ravishing one. No, I walked through his backyard during a golf tournament. He lived in Sugarloaf. During the Bell South Classic, as it was back then.
How do you know it was his house?
Because somebody told me, man. And I believed him. And that's all that matters.
I don't think you walked back through Rick.
Because he saw just acres and acres.
No, because someone was walking. Hey, man, you see that house right there? You see this yard we're walking through? Ric Flair.
No, I'm just saying that the backyard was completely full to the brim with just sore bitches. And Ric Flair is just running his own personal train in there, just like a jackrabbit. Have you seen that video of the jackrabbit, like, and then just seizing and falling over?
Mm-mm.
YouTube that.
Okay.
Later, not now.
You YouTube it from your work computer.
Oh, yeah, definitely, like me.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fucking 10,000. God, How old is Ric Flair?
They're just delivering huge, huge bags of ice just so people can just ice down their crotches because he's just pounding vag all day.
I mean, that's what it sounds like from his stories. In any case.
So two girls a night is still 13 years every night.
Fuck. Every night? Two? Sorry.
Let's, for the sake of argument, say it was 9,200 girls.
For the sake of the argument.
Like, it wasn't every night, you know, but it was like every night except for maybe holidays and weekends.
You had to be sick at least one night, right? You have a sick day.
Well, I think you can still get a blowjob if you're sick.
Does it count?
Do blowjobs count?
No. No.
Yeah. Well, how does it count?
That doesn't count as sex with a woman?
Nope. Nope, that's a whole different
thing. I guess it depends on how they ask the question. Like, what? Because I can't remember specifically.
Not like that's penetration.
So, penetration doesn't count for penetration. Mm-mm,
mm-mm. That's so, like,
does butt?
That's just something butt between count? Friends.
Mouth doesn't count.
I think mouth, I mean,
because butt and mouth are like
doesn't count.
They're like the same.
It's the same thing, just on opposite ends.
Exactly, I know. Neither of them count.
That doesn't count.
No.
And without the teeth.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're very strict with just the vaginal intercourse. That's mm-hmm. the only. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. Quick back of the napkin figuring over here. Three girls a night is still 9 years. Every night. Nine years.
That seems a little bit more doable there.
Three girls a night?
Yeah.
With no sick days?
Sunday through Saturday?
Yeah. Okay,
try to do this math. What's five girls a night twice a week? But also two girls a night three times a week. Because he's probably only wrestling like the big matches in his later years twice a week, you know. But the other nights,
what was the second part of that? So five girls a night twice a week. What was the other one?
Two girls a night three times a week.
Three times a week. That's 52.
So 16. Yeah, 16 times 52. Yeah.
Wait, you said two girls a night three times a week, right? So six.
Right.
Times 52, that gets you 312 ladies, plus the 520 from the other one, so that's 832 per year. Let's go. 10,000 divided by 832 equals, damn dude, 12 years almost exactly.
Life
this
goals.
This is like in those movies where the teacher goes to the inner city kids and she's trying to figure out how to teach them math and they come up with some kind of like specific shit. Apparently with Red, it's like, so let's just say he's fucking three bitches a night, two nights a week, and two nights.
Hey, nobody ever said they were bitches. Mm. Come on.
12 years. I'm writing that down. He just rattled that off like it was nothing before I could even get it into the calculator.
He's like, that's not bad. It's like 12 years.
But I mean, that's solid. He was like, that's very feasible. I think he was on top for a good solid 12 years. I think your math probably does hold up.
He wasn't on top every time in 12 years.
Oh,
no way. No way. He was so tired.
Well, towards the end, it was more of like the five twice a week. Cause that's when he was wrestling, you know, for WCW, doing a Thursday night and a Monday night.
You don't think he ever did like eight in one day and then took a day off or like took a half day?
Oh, no, for sure. That is.
We're averaging.
Yeah.
We're over time.
Exactly.
One day it might have been like 37.
Right. And I was even giving him the weekends off, which is when he's really doing most of his work.
Yeah.
Let's say let's call the weekend Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, maybe one. So, I think we're pretty accurate, but one thing out. One thing I also,
I think we're real close.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's still. God damn. That's work, son.
That is some work.
Fuck.
You gotta put the hours in.
But putting in the hours of a wrestler?
Well, you know.
He's always on the road.
He also said he worked out every day. Who's to say he wasn't using some of the sex as a workout? But I would count it if I were him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had to show off his physique. He had to make it believable, you know. And everybody said he was the best. I believe it too. You know, guys can go to ArmageddonAfterParty.com if you want to find out where and when episodes are coming out. Where is going to be right there on ArmageddonAfterParty.com.
If they get recorded, they're going to get put out.
I'm pretty sure we recorded this one.
It looks like we're plugged in.
On the correct. Hey, sorry we missed you guys last week. Perhaps we'll figure out some way to get it out to the masses, but very doubtful you'll hear anybody other than me. Nobody wants that. Maybe we could put it out and like let people add in what what everybody's saying to me, because it's only me that anybody can hear. We'll see about that. Allison, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. It was so much fun. Enlightening. Well,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate
it's
it.
It's nice of you to say.
That was great. Thank you.
Well, you did awesome. Do you have an Instagram that you want anybody to follow?
Oh, no. No. Don't mess with that social media. It's the devil.
It is bad. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at dick.loverboy. Not the Reverend Florist over here, because he's not on it. Do we have a Armageddon After Party Instagram?
I think so. I don't think anything is there, though.
Can I help you with that?
Of course.
I want to learn how Instagram works.
Well, we would love that. And we just have to figure out what the Instagram name is.
Director of Social Media.
Mm-hmm. Allison of the Callus.
I love it. Fuck yeah.
Allison of the Callus. Yes. Hey, what is our Instagram? You don't know?
Sure it has something to do with Armageddon After Party, but
I think it's probably Armageddon.afterparty.
Period anyway. After party.
Period.
Or it's like after party 4624.
Yeah.
69420.
Yeah.
That's it. Follow TJ Higgins on Instagram and Twitter. But hey, thank you so much, everybody. We had fun from the bunker in beautiful Athens, Georgia. I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodbye for the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast and Allison of the Kala.
Bye.
Say goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, boys.
Oh, yay, that was fun, right?
That was fun.